The transgender community here in the nation's capital is living on edge after a series of violent crimes this summer. Washington, D.C. police are stepping up efforts to keep people safe, but they are not yet calling the recent assaults hate crimes. The city's transgender community is demanding a lot more action. NPR's Binish Ahmed reports that violence like this is not limited to this city.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Dix Street in Northeast Washington. The neighborhood is a popular gathering place for transgender women. But tensions arose when 23-year-old Lashae McLean was murdered here in late July. Days later, Earlene Budd and Ruby Corrado held a vigil for McLean. Both are activists for transgender rights. This is the first time they've returned to the site since then.
Oh my God!
It must have been a huge fire.
All the way up.
All the way up.
The singed and dismembered legs of a teddy bear are strewn across the street, and floral bouquets are charred black. Corrado and Budd are shocked to find the makeshift memorial they left behind has been torched. Earlene Budd sees the vandalism as an omen.
It was a clear message to us that we're not welcome, and what happened to Lashae could happen to any of us.
Days after Lashae McLean's murder, another transgender woman was shot just one block away. Then, on August 26th, an off-duty police officer stood on the hood of a car and shot two transgender women and a male friend, wounding one critically. The police officer is a 20-year veteran of the city's force. He's currently in jail awaiting trial. The most recent assault took place on September 12th, when a transgender woman was shot in the neck. Although police do not believe these crimes to be related, for Ruby Corrado, they signal a culture of hate. She thinks police need to do more.
We have become the target, and someone has to be responsible for it. So, on my opinion, it really starts with the accountability of those that are out there to protect us.
As we stand on the street talking, police arrive at the vandalized memorial.
Okay. Once I draw the case numbers, just so you have them.
Okay.
So, photographed, taken as evidence.
Thank you.
Where will be taken?
We've definitely stepped up patrols over here in this area. We've assigned additional resources.
That's D.C. Police Commander Robert Conti. He says,
there are quite a few things that are going on over here. Just talking to a lot of people to see if we can gain more insight into the offense.
The violence that struck D.C.'s transgender community is alarming, but not unusual.
There is no safe city. There is no safe state for transgender people in the United States.
Lisa Mote is with the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, a Washington advocacy group. She co-authored a recent study along with the National Center for Transgender Equality. The two organizations polled nearly 6,500 transgender Americans.
Overall, we found that 26% of transgender folks had experienced some type of physical assault because they were transgender.
And well over half of those polled said they have experienced serious discrimination. This includes being incarcerated, evicted, or fired because of their gender identity. Washington, along with other jurisdictions, has extended legal protections to transgender people. 10 years ago, only 2 states had such laws. Now, 15 states do. But researcher Lisa Mote says it isn't up to policymakers and police officers alone to curb discrimination against transgender people. It's up to society as a whole. For NPR News, I'm Binish Ahmed in Washington.